Welcome to the Midday. I'm Stephanie Elkins in for Norman Gilliland, and I'm in our Buck studio live with a number of musicians. My guests today are members of a professional chamber music group. They're based in Madison called Convivo with Life, and they perform mostly in the south central part of our state, but they have a trip to Germany coming up. We'll talk a little bit about that and an upcoming performance here in Wisconsin. That's tomorrow night, actually. And there's some live music, which will be played by various combinations of the players that are here today. And those are Daniel Lyons at our Mason and Hamlin grand piano, Derek Handley, cello, Olga Pomolova, violin, Catherine Taylor, violin, Robert Taylor, clarinet, and Jancy Vincent, viola. Welcome, all of you. Well, I have to ask, first of all, how did the ensemble get put together, and how long have you been performing together?
We're wrapping up our 13th year, so we've first got together with somewhat different personnel back then, and at that time there was only just a few chamber music groups, and we thought, why not do another one? So we wanted to give like a new impulse or a new idea to things. We pride ourselves on being really very relaxed in an atmosphere and very approachable for the audiences.
Do you provide musical information and background information and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, what we want to do is to do an educational outreach kind of thing, so that the people understand what they're listening to. Especially smaller pieces like this, a lot of times our audiences aren't as familiar with the works. People will know Beethoven's Fifth. People know, you know, Beethoven Ninth, but, you know, a smaller piece, much like the Gliere today, it doesn't get performed as much. So we've often found that the audiences are very appreciative of the fact we provide information for them.
I would have to agree. For instance, the piece that we're going to start with today by Reinhold Gliere was a piece that I'm not familiar with, and I know I've been listening to classical music my whole life. So why don't we hear a little bit about the background of that? First of all, Gliere was, he gave himself more of a French name, but he was born as in the Ukraine, is that right?
Yeah, in Kiev. Yeah, he's a Russian-born composer, and it's mainly a mixture of Russian national harmonies and Impressionism. Today, Olga and I will be playing five of the eight duets. We prepared five of the eight duets, starting with the Prelude, Gavotte, Cradle Song, Canzonetta, and Intermezzo.
And before you get started playing those, do you hear any of that kind of Eastern sound in the music at all? Or any folk elements?
Yeah, very much so. Especially, the Prelude sounds very Shostakovich-like, and I think you'll hear that, and the listeners will hear that. Russian folk songs all throughout.
Great. Well, why don't we get started with the music right away then? Derek Handley is the cellist, and these are, as he mentioned, a set of eight duets for violin and cello. We're going to hear five of them. Interesting that his parents were wind instrument manufacturers and he wrote so much for strings.
Thank you.
Beautiful. We heard five of the eight duets for violin and cello by Reinhold Gluyer. My goodness, it started with so much deep feeling in that prelude, and then the gavotte was just a whole different flavor of just lightness, and then the cradle song, just so much depth of feeling in those pieces. And the cello gets nice equal billing, nice conversation between the violin and the cello. Lovely. If you're just joining me, I'm Stephanie Elkins in for Norman Gilliland. This is The Midday, and my guests are all members of Convivo. And we're going to have some music of Mozart and a quiz question. All of that is just ahead here on Wisconsin Public Radio. This is The Midday, live from Buck's studio with members of Convivo. And they are based here in Wisconsin, but have a big trip coming up. And Robert Taylor is going to tell us a little bit about that. Where are you headed?
Well, we're very privileged to have been invited by the county of Kassel in Germany. There's a city of Kassel, but there's also a county. There's a relationship between Dane County and Kassel that was initially started during the time when they were discussing some transportation ideas, and they sought out the German government over there for some potential input for what they could do. They've maintained this relationship, and they've done some arts exchanges. There was an artist that came here last year from Germany, and at that time there were some discussions from a representative from Kassel, and he invited us to come over and play for them. There's a annual summer festival that the county has there, and we've been invited to play two concerts for them. And also a third concert will be played in a smaller town south of Kassel for the Louis Spohr Society. He was a composer in the early 19th century, contemporary of Beethoven. And they formed a society because he's originally from that area in Germany. So we've chosen a couple of works that we'll be performing tomorrow night in our concert here at First Congregational Church. Six songs for soprano, clarinet, and piano, and also the second movement Adagio from the Concerto for Violin number 9. So we're very excited about the trip. We're very honored to be representing the Dane County and the population here.
And you mentioned your concert tomorrow night. For those of you who are within striking distance of Madison, that'll be at First Congregational Church. And what's on the program besides the Spohr?
Oh, we have a varied program. We have those two Spohr pieces. We'll be playing the Prokofiev that you're hearing today. We'll be playing the Gluyer that you heard today. And also, too, some works for organ. They generously invited all of us to come, and our organist, Donna Bruin, at First Congregation will be attending also. He'll be performing a very nice piece by Horatio Parker, an early 20th century organ composer. They're short little things. I believe there's seven movements in that, and those are just wonderful little American-type things because they had asked for American repertoire from us, so we thought that would be representative of that. Another composer with organ and strings, we have an ensemble by Daniel Pinkham, a mid-20th century composer. Some interesting harmonies there, some ideas that really take some fruition in the early and mid-20th century harmony development.
Neat. Well, that sounds wonderful. Well, we're going to have a little bit of music by Mozart, and I'm thinking maybe I should do the quiz question before the Mozart. And that'll give us time to not worry about that. So how about the quiz question now, and then we'll go into the Mozart right after that. So first, a review of yesterday's quiz question, which was a word square, a 3x3-letter word square. The horizontal, first one across, was what's the subject of many online videos? Well, that is cat. And to love in another language, amo, A-M-O, a scoundrel, rat. Those were the three horizontal words. And the vertical words, part of a train, car, and a certain professional alliance, the abbreviation A-M-A, and a unit of potato would be a tot. That was yesterday's quiz question. Here's today's. The Italian word for motion is moto, feeling is anima, mute is sordino, and boldness is bravura. What single Italian word can precede all of them? And where would you find all of those phrases? And if this comes to you in one single instant and you know it, maybe don't call in. The number is 800-442-6100, and you can talk to Sholly, give your answer, or you can send in an email to Peter, midday@wpr.org. One more time, the Italian word for motion is moto, feeling is anima, mute is sordino, and boldness is bravura. What single Italian word can precede all of them, and where would you find all of those phrases? If you know the answer, you can call in. Sholly's taking your answers, or email at midday@wpr.org. All right, we're going to have one movement from Mozart's only quintet for clarinet and string quartet, right? The only one? Okay, and this is the slow movement, right? The larghetto? All right, here's Convivo with music of Mozart.
Thank you.
That is just stunning. That was the Larghetto from the quintet for clarinet and string quartet by Mozart. I was reading and listening to the piece beforehand, and that was a hard time for Mozart. He was deep in debt, and his wife was ill, and still the music has such warmth, but you can hear, you can feel the difficulties. You know, I think I saw that one critic had called it, he's smiling through the tears or something like that. And you've brought the music to life for us here today. Thank you very much. Con Vivo is the ensemble in Buck Studio today. This is the midday on Wisconsin Public Radio. We just heard some music of Mozart, and there's music of Prokofiev ahead. And I'll repeat today's quiz question in just a moment here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Here's the quiz question again. The Italian word for motion is moto, feeling is anima, mute is sordino, and boldness is bravura. What single Italian word can precede all of them, and where would you find all of those phrases? And you can call in your answer to 800-442-7106. I think I gave the wrong number last time. The number is 800-442-7106. Or you can send an email to Peter at midday@wpr.org. And we're talking with Con Vivo, enjoying some beautiful music. That last one with the juxtaposition of the woodwind and the strings, just beautiful. And as an ensemble with kind of mixed consort, I guess, or broken consort or whatever, you get to have some flexibility in what you play.
Yes, we do. We'll choose pieces a lot of times and then hire some or bring in some additional folks to fill it out. We've done things like the Beethoven Septet. There's an additional bassoon and horn. We've done a very large group. 2 years ago, Maestro Domain was very generous to donate to add his time to us, and we did the Richard Wagner's Siegfried Idol. So that was about a 13-piece ensemble there. And then for the second half of that concert, he also conducted us in the Mozart Grand Partita.
Wow.
So there's a recurring theme, at least for a lot of music, is I'm a big fan of Mozart's music. So we tend to program a lot of his things in addition to some other stuff. The quintet especially is one of my favorites, and my colleagues here, I think, enjoy playing it also. The economy of scale. I was told this by an instructor early on that he makes so much music with very little notes. So there's incredible amount of passion and emotion there.
He does. He packs in. There were just five of you playing, but there was so much feeling in that.
Yeah, it reminds me often of the operas. There's a aria in the opening of the second act of The Marriage of Figaro. And this second movement reminds me so much of her lament at the fact of her husband, the Count, no longer pays attention to her. So that's kind of my mental image while I'm playing.
Well, your name, I have to ask about the name. It means with life, right?
Exactly, yes. We chose that because, as I mentioned early on, we wanted to make it exciting and approachable and things, you know, in a relaxed atmosphere where you can learn something about the music and also be part of the performance, too. I often tell our audiences that the audience is just as much a part of any performance as anything, because without them, we're just rehearsing. So their participation and their attendance is really something that we're very appreciative of when they come to the concert.
Well, and we were just mentioning off the air during the break that for me, when I hear this kind of music, when I'm in the room with it, whether it's in a concert hall or a living room or right here, and I hear acoustic music made from these kinds of instruments, it somehow gets inside. It physically, viscerally lifts me up. It changes me somehow. It makes me feel better. And I think an audience reacts in a way that's at a level that's not intellectual always, and they react in a way that, you know, you exchange energy somehow. Do you feel that sometimes?
Oh, absolutely, yes. There could be one person in the audience, and it doesn't really matter. I heard a story once where Heifetz was on tour, and he was playing for the GIs during World War II, and it was raining that day. So he went ahead and played anyway because he felt it his duty, and he showed up, and there was one person in the audience. And he was often quoted as saying that was my most important performance to me because that one gentleman may take the time to come and hear me.
Wow. That's pretty neat. Well, we're going to hear one last piece, and this is a wonderful piece. We play it now and then on the air, and it's a piece by Prokofiev. And Daniel Lyons, who's been sitting very patiently at the piano, finally has a chance to shine in this piece. And Daniel, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
This is written by Prokofiev when he was in New York City, 1919. He was known by every Russian musician. So anyone who would travel from Russia to the States and happen to visit New York City would, of course, look in on Prokofiev. He had several fellow classmates from the Petersburg Conservatory who came to visit him, who traveled in an ensemble by the name of Zimro, which was basically Jewish. I'm guessing an awful lot of klezmer influence. Their orchestration was string quartet, clarinet, and piano, which is not a common orchestration at all. They handed him a file that had many, many Hebrew melodies, Hebrew songs. He was at first resistant since he mostly insisted on using his own material that he would compose himself in his earlier years. He looked at it, got interested, and within a day and a half had composed this piece. It was, I think, first performed in 1922. There's an expanded version of it for full orchestra that was written in the mid-1930s. I've not heard it yet, but that would also be a fun one to listen to. I've heard it's quite a good orchestration. But this, I think, is a really special orchestrational approach to a very small ensemble. He only wrote two string quartets, so it gives us an awful lot of insight as to how he handles small ensemble compositions.
So he wasn't Jewish. He was, what, Russian Orthodox? Yes. Or something. Yes. Like that, right? So these melodies and this music would have been a little bit of a new universe, different scales.
I'm sure unfamiliar to him at the time, yeah.
Yeah, right. So he was given this notebook and he created kind of a showpiece for this group?
Yeah, there is several melodies that will be handed back and forth between different instruments, developed, augmented, sometimes turned around. It's quite a fun, I wouldn't say a toe-tapper, but it certainly has that klezmer 2-4 style all the way through the piece. So.
Neat. All right. Well, the official name is Overture on Hebrew Themes, and we're going to hear it performed by Convivo. Thank you. it's a shame we don't have a big audience in the room here. Well, that's wonderful. Overture on Hebrew Themes by Sergei Prokofiev as performed by Convivo. And that is a piece that is on the program tomorrow night, and that's at the First Congregational Church in Madison. And you can find information about that at the website, which is convivomusicwithlife.org, right? And I think it's also posted on our website, a little bit shorter, which is wpr.org. And Robert or Catherine or maybe Daniel, what else is on the program tomorrow night for those who are in the Madison area?
The Spohr pieces, there's the middle movement of the violin concerto. There are the pieces for voice, clarinet, and piano, selections from some German songs. There will be Lucas Foss Capriccio for cello and piano. Jancy Vincent will be performing the Bruch Romance for violin and viola.
Oh, she sorry. Just took a deep breath holding her viola.
Viola and orchestral reduction on piano. And some of the organ pieces that Robert had mentioned earlier as well.
Right, right. And again, that beautiful, those Glier duets. Oh my gosh, that was a stunning way to open the program today. And I should mention that many of these interviews that Norman usually hosts are available on our website. So this will be up in a day or two to listen to. We usually have to check and make sure the music's in the public domain, unless it's original. And if it's not, then we have to take the music down, but all the rest of it's available to listen to. We know the Mozart will be in the public domain, so that'll be available. And it's time, I guess, to take a peek at the quiz question, which is, the Italian word for motion is moto, feeling is anima, mute is sordino, boldness is bravura. What single Italian word can precede all of them, and where would you find all of those phrases? Well, my guess would be that every single one of you in this room would probably know the answer to that. Yes. It's con, con, C-O-N, the word for with. And convivo means with life. And so musicians will often give a direction as they want it to be with motion, con moto or con anima or con sordino, with your mute. And so our winner today is that Jay. Jay with the last initial C from Duluth. Congratulations. Your prize is a book called The Silver Swan, and that is a novel by Elena Del Banco. It's a novel, by the way, that I just finished. It's about a cello, a fictional cello called The Silver Swan, and that comes to us courtesy of Other Press. And give us a call back, let us know your mailing address, and we'll send that along to you. Thank you very much, all of you, for coming in. We heard from Daniel Lyons, and Derek Handley was the cellist. Olga Pomolova was violinist. Catherine Taylor, also violin. Robert Taylor, clarinet. And we also heard from Jancy Vincent, viola. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. And thanks also to Peter Bryant for handling all of the board operations back in our FM studio, and to Sholly for doing all of the quiz questions and work behind the scenes. Much appreciated. Coming up next, a writer's almanac with Garrison Keillor, and then more classical music with Laurie Skelton here on WPR.